This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog. Ooh, wow. Oh, man. Hello, hello, hello. Hey,
so if my voice sounds deep as fuck, it's because it's so early here and just, wow, I just woke up, literally rolled up out of bed and was like, oh, I got a job to do.
Yeah, she still got the eye boogers and everything, guys.
I sure did not wash my face, did not brush my teeth. I am gross, 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 gross. But that's good because we got a nasty ass episode today.
Is it nasty though? I don't know, friend.
I do.
I think it's gonna be fun. So what's your plan after you get out of this episode, Sydney? You gonna go back to sleep?
No. I'm brush my teeth. I'm wash my ass. And
I love that for you.
I actually have stuff to do. This is crazy. Like, being in New York, there'll be nothing to do all day, and then come to LA, and it's like, oh, you have this. God bless. But it's also like, okay, but I'm here to rest. Okay. I was resting in New York, but now I'm super resting.
It's a West Coast rest.
Yeah.
But I think that's how it is for most things. Like, you know how sometimes, like, your phone be real dry and you're like, wow, nobody cares about me. I guess I'm useless. Yeah. And then, like, you'll get a phone call or a text and then everybody starts to blow you up at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Is that a personal thing? What's going on? Are you blowing up over there, Marie? What's up?
She quite popular. Okay. But I think also when you, like, you know how sometimes, like, you won't book anything for a while and then you'll get something and then something else will pop up and they be like, that's in first position. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I feel like, for me anyway, it'll be Sahara Desert dry for like a minute, and then it's very wet all of a sudden.
Okay, well, let's talk about it, sis. What's going on? You first position? What's up?
I'm not talking about anything specific, my sleepy friend. I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes when you have nothing to do, as soon as you find something, then it's like too much to do. Or sometimes when you're looking for somebody to like chat with, maybe you'll call 8 people. I'm lying. I've never called 8 people in a day.
Yeah, like, Maria, that's not even your style, okay? The fact that you picked, so what do? Are you a calling person or you're a FaceTime person? Because you know I'm a FaceTime person.
Yeah, Sydney, I know you're a FaceTime person. Mm-hmm. You are a professional FaceTime person.
Yes,
if
ma'am.
There were stocks in FaceTime, you should buy all the shares. No, I feel like I'm a calling person. I FaceTime with like a couple people, a select few people is fine, but like if I don't really talk to you like that, I don't want to see your ugly ass house, you know? I don't need to see everything that you got going on in the background is what I'm saying, if I can be frank.
Yeah, dude, say what you want to say on the pod. You know, this is a safe space. But I FaceTime with people because how do I say this? Niggas be lying. Like, they tell me that they're okay and, oh, yeah, it's just going good. And then I FaceTime and it's like, oh, you have bowls from 2 weeks ago that still have food in it. Like, you're going through it. And so I could tell that you have been crying for days. Or you have pink eye. So you got, like, shitty eyes. So,
you're saying you FaceTime people because you care about them.
Yeah, I want to make sure that you really are all right. And for some people, like, I'm not going to mention, but y'all going to hear from her soon. I just want to see how, like, beautiful she's always ready. She's always ready when I FaceTime her. She hates when I FaceTime, but the bitch stay ready. Like, it doesn't matter what time it is during the day, in the morning, whatever. Like, the face is beat. Wig is laid.
Laid.
Very natural edges are thriving, you know?
We love that.
But there have been times that you've FaceTimed me, Sydney, that I have not been ready. You've actually pulled me in the first time that you did Sink and Cook. You Ooh. Pulled me in and I was like, oh my God, because I was just like helping you out with like technical difficulties in the comments. And you're like, Ooh. Andrew, join in. And I'm like, oh no. Yeah. And suddenly I'm just broadcasted to all your followers. Ooh. And so I don't know. And sometimes it drains your battery too, FaceTime.
It does. It does drain your battery.
Well, let me tell you,
you're not
you,
thinking
Andrew.
About my battery.
Let me tell you about one thing. Ooh, one thing is,
tell him, sis. Let him know, sis.
I'm in the house. I'm house bored. And so are all y'all motherfuckers. So honestly, if your phone is dying, you can literally just plug it back in.
Yeah. Yes, you're saying that, but most of our outlets exist sometimes in very inconvenient locations.
Oh, honey, I gotta be on the course floor. Everywhere. That's why my place looks like a trap house.
Your house is a fire hazard, sis. It
truly
is. And
everything
protectors.
Is plugged up. Every single thing. Every fucking light. The vibrator
you got them
is
fat
charged
ass cats.
Up.
You got mm-hmm. them fat ass cats resting on the wires.
It's, yeah.
Honestly, friend, I don't know. You should definitely have renter's insurance. Do you? Mm.
Mm. Girl, what did you expert in this week? Let's talk about you.
I don't ever like going first. You know, because I don't ever really be ready. You know, I feel like I need to hear your expertise so that I can give my expertise.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, wait. I feel like it's important to note that this is coming out after the election. We don't know who won, just by the way.
Oh, right. This is an ignorance is bliss episode. We recorded
Yeah, if you came here to listen to politics, first of all, why are you listening to this anyway? But
yes, this is not 2020.
Especially if we got good news, you know, mm-hmm. yay. If it's yay. Bad news, then listen to us because we're going to make you feel good for an hour or whatever.
Or, you know, yes, exactly. So we still feel good on this episode.
Yes,
we don't know.
We don't know
what the future holds.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know nothing. But I am going to drop off my absentee ballot, I think, today.
God so, bless.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on how far away it is from my house because I have to pass the early voting place to drop it off. So mm-hmm. we'll see how I feel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Love you long.
Sydney, I don't know what I was an expert in this week.
I will say, I'm going to just give you the alley-oop, you know, just
okay,
the layup.
Go ahead,
you were good at like spending time with people. You've been making sure that you have things
that.
To do and you're not just home thinking about stuff.
Thank you so much, friend, for that, for assisting me with that layup. I appreciate you and your sports analogies. I feel like last week was kind of rough for me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to make sure that every single day of the week I see a friend. Either they come here and I cook for them or I go see them or we get dinner or we go get something to drink. Last night I went out with Andre.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first I made Sid Can Cook buffalo wings at my house and I forgot to take a picture of them when they were done, friend. We ate them. They were
Rude.
All very good. Wow. I definitely should have bought more wings. It was crazy how good
I'm
they were.
Pretty upset that you did not show a picture. That's
I followed the Sydney recipe, okay? Mm-hmm. Sydney told me you gotta
don't tell them. They gotta watch the show.
Oh. Well, when are you gonna make buffalo wings again?
I don't know. But you know, it look like I'm gonna do like two more episodes and then that's we going to hiatus.
Oh, you about to retire?
Not retire, but just like y'all done got enough.
I feel like you owe us like a Thanksgiving or a Friendsgiving situation.
Yeah.
Maybe like a turkey something.
Yeah.
An ashy turkey moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, a Kwanzaa feast.
Word.
Anyway, so yesterday I cooked for some friends and then I went and met a friend for a drink. And there's this dude that I keep bumping into, this man.
Yeah.
Who I think I met, he came up to me last night and he was like, oh, I feel like I met you at karaoke. Every time I see him, and we've talked about him on this podcast before, every time I see him, he acts like he forgot who I was or he's like we're meeting each other for the first time. But yesterday he was like, hey, how are you doing? And he was like, what's your name? For real? And I was like, Marie. And he was like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I know you as Reezy. So, you know, like, that's what I know you as. And I was like, mm-hmm. if you know my name is Reezy on Instagram, you know my name is Marie in real life. Don't act like you don't be stalking the page. So I guess that was what I was an expert in this week is whatever the hell words I just said, but
I love that for you, friend.
Yeah.
But I just want to let you know, if y'all listen out here and Marie hits you up, that's a cry for help. That sis don't really be calling nobody or trying to meet up.
I don't think it's fair to call it a cry for help, sis, especially after what I just said about
kidding.
You know what, Sydney? I'm going to let you, you and your morning breath, have this moment because I think that you maybe need it. What were you an expert in this week?
Girl, I didn't call you every day since I've been here, okay? Every day. Sometimes three times a day. I know you're tired of me.
So the entire time that you've been there, I haven't called you once? That's what you're trying to say?
No, you did call me. You did. And I was like, damn, am I not hitting her up enough?
No, I needed the wing recipe yesterday. Oh, yes, that's why I called you.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, that's right. And I got mad at you because I was like, oh, bitch, you just calling me for the wing recipe? See how I'm doing? Cool.
Yeah. How are you, sis?
Great. Fine. Totally fine. Totally, dude. No, I'm an expert in, I gotta stop letting people slide, you know? Like, if something is not right, I gotta be, that don't look right, and that's it, on period, fix it. I don't wanna say too much, but, you know, you guys know that I love getting my hair done and looking good and feeling good and blah, 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 blah. But, like, some people, they don't be doing a good job. And it's like, I have the proof that it's not a good job. Do you want me to post this? Like, I have people.
All stylists are not created equal, friend.
It's really not. And it's just like, just say, yeah, I don't know if I could do that one right. Or if you feeling weird on a day, it's like, just call out of work, sis. Ooh. Like, this is a pandemic. If people paying a good, hard earned unemployment money on a hair and whatnot, do a good job.
You said they're good unearned unemployment.
Yeah,
I earned that, friend. Stop it. Okay, so what's wrong with the what's the hair issue, friend?
I don't know. It's just not good.
The quality of the hair is not good, or the placement of the hair is not good.
Not good, and that's why I can't wait to, you know, I need to get some real money so I could just, because our guests right now, we're on a Zoom, and I'm like, okay, the part is right.
The part looks like God provided
that
part.
Yeah, it's like the part natural coming out her scalp. But it's just like, right now, whatever job you got going on, I know you might not love doing it. You might be exhausted. But if somebody is paying for a service, like, just try to do, not the bare minimum of it. Just do it right. Please.
Can we talk about tipping, too? I feel like a tip is, you know, something that when somebody provides a service that you're happy with, you tip them, you give them extra. But I think that now tipping is just something that people expect, whether they do a good job or a bad job. Like when you get your nails done, if the lady's like real rough with your hands, it's like, well, sis, you didn't make me feel loved here and the nails is crooked. Or, you know what I mean? I feel like people just expect you to tip them now, whether they do a good job or not. And it's like, sis, I already paid for the service. And sometimes just because you expect to get it doesn't mean that you're allowed to do a crappy job, is what I'm saying.
Okay, right. Now, but I'm, you know, before we get into the, you know, the real nitty gritty, you know, I was obviously in hospitality. And when you go to a restaurant, the tip is because you did not have to prepare the food.
No,
they
I'm not
brought
talking
the food.
I'm not talking about restaurant. I'm
okay,
not talking
okay.
About
I just want to make sure that if people who are listening, restaurants is different from like.
I'm not talking about restaurants. I'm talking about if you go get your nails done, or your eyebrows done, or your nails done, a hair done, or you take a cab, or somebody like brings your bag up the stairs. And
yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
you're right.
Just because you did this thing that I've already paid for now doesn't mean that I owe you extra money that you didn't. Like, if you dropped all my stuff coming up the stairs and a box is damaged, I'm not tipping you.
Right.
If my wig is lifting up before I lift up out this chair, I'm not tipping you. Like, you know what I mean? So I think.
And I tip well.
Industry is
different. I just want to put that out there. I tip well. So
Sydney tips 90%. Yes.
Yeah. 55%. That's what I.
Sydney's on that Kelly Ripa tip. She tips 103% on whatever the hell the service is.
Speaking of tips, the baddest bitch. Woo! We're just so lucky to have this individual. Wow, she just had a white man pass her a goblet of red wine.
While a white man?
Man in a button down. I don't even know where she is. Whoa, she just moved into a high luxury building.
Condos.
This bitch is like probably one of our bougiest friends. Bougiest.
I love it. I love it. I'm here for everything that we're going to learn today.
Give it up for our bougie expert, Kanisha Goldson.
Goldson.
I'm Austin. Everything is white. The sky is white. The wine delivery boy, white.
The wine is red, though. The wine is red.
She's in a black turtleneck. She's giving us Steve Jobs if he had bone structure and melanin realness.
Also, if he had breath in his body, he is long to
he's Steve very
Jobs
dead,
if he had breath in his body.
But I'm just saying, yeah.
Hey, boo, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you get a little closer to the mic, friend?
Full disclosure.
Suck the dick of the mic. Yes.
Okay. Jill Scott, the mic.
Yes. Yeah.
I wanted to be the expert on a bunch of other things that had already had been done.
Yes.
I feel like we didn't discuss something that I feel like I'm really, really good at, which kind of like fits into this bougie lifestyle. And I'm really great at upgrading men.
Mm. Oh, I love that.
Hot enough.
We'll get into all of it.
What were the things that you wanted to be an expert on? Let's just run through some.
I was trying to remember all of them earlier, but I think one of them was like online dating, but that also fits into my service of upgrading men.
Okay.
And the funny thing about that is that the guy I'm currently dating, I hated his profile when I met him. And so when we met, it was like wintertime in Boston. It's gloomy. You're depressed. You're trying to fuck, though. Mm-hmm. And so like you still have the rotation and you're answering the messages. And so we had like good banter. Like we went back and forth and he's really like smart and funny. And that's kind of my thing. I like to talk shit. Mm-hmm. And then finally he's like, well, like we should go out. And I had no reason to tell him no. And I was like really new and like learning how to be nice to people. So I was like, sure, fine. And we went out and like first thing I like shat on the drink that he ordered because we're like one of
what
the
did he order?
He ordered a vodka soda with a splash of cranberry, which is like fine.
College. Definitely, I just got out of college.
Right.
We at the club.
That splash of cran is
the splash of cran was the growth for him because it would be vodka cranberry if we let him thrive the way
Gosh. Now that Ooh. If you see anybody just ordering a vodka cranberry, run.
Yeah.
Vodka cran is like an elevated frat boy drink. It's like, I'm a grown up. My dad pays my bills still, but I work.
Really.
There's obviously levels. It's like, what's the cranberry? You know, like what is it just the well mixture at the dive bar?
It's
Does it
the
taste
well.
Like cranberry at all?
It's the well for me.
So, the cranberry is probably the only fruit that they had for the week as well.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
The cranberry is definitely canned. So they're tasting more canned than cranberry.
Mm-hmm.
So,
from concentrate.
So he was white and that's what he was drinking. And so I was like, strike. And then he had on a suit, which I thought was cute. And so I said something about that. And then he quickly let me know it wasn't about me and that he had a deposition that day. So that was another.
Okay, thing. Deposition.
Oh, wow.
Come on. Dun, 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 dun.
He said, actually, I have to throw some other niggas in jail. So I'm busy. Thank you.
Painful.
Deposition. Is he older than you?
No,
is he like a lot
younger than me, which is crazy because I have never even dated a guy my age, let alone someone who was younger than me.
Okay.
So when we met, he was 26 and he'll be 27 in like 28 in a couple of weeks. But it's
okay.
A baby.
The timeline. It's been 2 years.
You really just jumping right into it. I want the people to like slowly understand the situation that you got going on here. Now, our babe is in Boston. So I don't really know. I don't really talk to any. I don't even know why anybody would stay in Boston. But you,
that part, yes.
You are there.
Are you from
it like weirdly works for me, though.
It does.
I wanted to move to L.A. for a while. And the reason why is because I was just like, there's not enough black people. And then like my siblings moved to L.A. and all of my friends are like New York, L.A. And then I was like ready to move, and I had like made a friend group of creatives. Still no Black people, really.
Yeah, right, friend, right, I see your Instagram.
I like get to do the creative stuff that like makes you like not depressed. So that's kind of why I'm hanging out.
So a good, well-melanated, well-moisturized, are you drinking a Malbec? What's that?
Cabernet Sauvignon.
I just asked him to bring Syrah. Some wine, and I think it was like some random wine that someone left us.
Okay, so you sitting in Boston with the free wine and the good hair and the depositioned man, are you from Boston?
I am. Again, weird. Nobody. My mom was one of those Jamaicans that, for whatever reason, did not choose Brooklyn.
Okay. Well, she tried to say Brooklyn and she forgot, and she was like, "Boston? Is it Boston? It's Boston."
Yeah, I think she got it wrong. I think she got it wrong. It was,
but she stayed.
She's still here.
Yeah. So you're there. You're in Boston. You're Jamaican. You. What did you go to school for?
I went to school for communications. I really.
Now all of it adds up. Okay.
Well, first criminal justice, and then I had one job at a law firm, and it was the worst. Like, I made myself cry one day just so I could leave. And this was
okay.
Like,
she's an actress.
Yeah.
Okay.
She is.
And
I was literally just determined to be anywhere but there. And so I made myself cry and just like went home and didn't even do anything. Like, I wasn't like trying to meet friends or like there was a concert that night. I was just like, I've had it, and I left. I hated that job so much that I changed my major that semester from my work computer, and then started on their dime, and then started communication studying abroad in Paris. So I was just like, I hate it so much here that I'm leaving.
Wait, okay, what?
So
what?
The original Emily in Paris?
Wait,
the original. Also,
let's talk about it.
So many things about that show.
Did you speak French?
Oui, je parlais français, mais s'il m'en peut.
Un petit peu. Okay,
oh my God. Oui. Croissant.
Well, Sydney interrupted your real French to say croissant wrong, but.
Not Alicia in Paris.
Croissant.
Sydney in Paris.
Oh, cafe latte. All right. Nice.
Girl. Okay, so how long were you in Paris?
I was there for 6 months, I think, but I'd be telling people a year.
Yeah.
You got to round it up.
Like, you know, I lived in Paris for a year. Yeah.
Right.
Now, do you start the conversation with like
that?
Wait,
hold on. I was in Paris for 4 days, and I tell everybody I summered there last year. So I think.
Listen, for sure. Was it summer?
It was summertime.
I was going to say, let's just make sure.
Imagine I was there in February. You know, summered. Okay, so tell us about being bougie in Paris for 6 months. Maybe that's where we start, and then we take it from there.
So Paris was real messy because So Paris was messy because I had a boyfriend when I went at the time. Mm-hmm. And we met when I did an internship at a law firm. Okay. And he was my boss, and I was like, I'm not going to talk to him. And I also just didn't get hints because I was still a virgin. So I was a baby. Mm-hmm. And then like we started dating shortly after I started working there. And then that was my man. That was like 2007. And then this was the beginning of 2009. I left on January 9th. I don't know why I remember that. So I went, but before, like early ho days, I was just I want to know like who's in Paris, what they're doing, what they look like.
Right.
So I joined some like group. I don't even know what the fucking Facebook group was. And this French dude, Jean-Baptiste, reached
out. Girl, we don't give out all. Is that his first and last?
Yes, sis. Give us
it's
the information.
Everybody's first and last.
Okay.
We're good. He has like a four-name.
It's like Jean-Claude Baptiste de Pierre de Baptiste Jean.
Right.
Jean-Baptiste Baptiste Jean.
I was about to say his whole name too.
Okay.
He reached out to me and was just like, oh, you know, you're the most beautiful American girl, blah, blah, blah. And my thirsty ass saw that he was a creative director for like one of the biggest nightclubs out there. So I was like, oh, I'm trying,
yes.
to,
work.
I'm trying to be bougie in another country.
Networking.
And so we networked, and he spoke no English. So like, it was great for me because I was learning a lot of French, but then it was like really annoying because the only English that he knew was from like American pop culture, but like 90s pop culture. So like, he wanted to talk to me about Family Matters, which I was trying to explain to him. It's like no longer a thing.
I like that he knew about it.
But it's also not called Family Matters. It was, if I think it was called like Sisi Family, or like, which is like Yes Yes Family. So anyway, I met
I love that
him, and it was real cute. So like, he was like really busy doing stuff for the club, and he had a Black friend whose name was Samba. Samba was like with the culture, and he was also like super creative, and so he took me to this like Who's Next like fashion show like thing, and we like went around and hung out for the day, and then and he lived in like the south of France, and then his friend had to like leave on business, so he was like, oh, like he gave you the keys to his apartment, so I like stayed in like his because my place was literally like an attic, and like the bathroom was down the fucking hallway. So like, stayed in his apartment. It was great. And then like, when we were hanging out, it got like super awkward, and I was like, how do I, like, it's not really rape, but it's also like, I wouldn't really have sex with you. Okay. But like, why not? So it was like one of those moments where I was like, yeah, like, sure, like, I'll have sex with the guy. Like, let's just see what happens. And it was the worst sex of my life. And then
Wait, you were still a virgin at this time?
No. This, because I had the boyfriend. And so I was no longer virgin. And then I came to France, and then I had sex. I had to have sex with the French guy, which is like, it's so super messy.
You must.
That was on the list.
Yeah. It was.
You said the sex was messy, or it was messy that you did?
The sex was so bad. And it's like.
But what made it bad? And get closer to the mic.
I feel like there's different degrees, like varying degrees of a Black girl fetish. Mm-hmm. And some guys just like haven't had sex with a Black girl at all before. Some guys only want to have sex with Black girls. And then some guys have never done anything, but like, they think they know what Black girls want for sex. So I guess rap videos told him that like, I wanted to be
choked and
and it was just like really bad and like fast and rough, but like not passionate because I don't know you.
That felt like college. Shit.
Yeah.
Woo! That does feel like
I'm triggered.
That feel real dorm room sex to me as well. Yes.
Yeah, it was good dorm room sex. This was bad, bad. Like, you know, like when somebody's behind you and you're just like,
You want to reach for your phone, and sometimes you sigh. You'd be like,
yeah, it was bad. It was like, if I could scroll through Instagram aimlessly, like with no point, I would be doing that at that time.
Right.
So then I like kind of stopped messing with him. But then I was like, oh, cute. Affairs are great. And then I felt really bad about it. But when I came home, I found out that my man was cheating on me with some fat chick. And
She was also cheating too, sis.
No, that's what I'm saying. So like, I didn't feel bad anymore.
Okay.
Right. Good. Right.
Yeah. So we zeroed it out.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Whatever you do to one side, you got to do to the other side. It's like math.
So you're telling us about
I don't even think he knows about it. If he listens to this for whatever reason.
It don't matter. If it happened 5 years ago, it don't even count. So
if it happened 5 years ago, it didn't.
Listen, if it happened in international waters, it don't count.
Yeah.
So what you did is your business, and what he did here is actually wrong. And you should have dumped him when you got back.
Now, while you was popping your pussy out there, did you do anything fancy? Did you learn anything about the culture? What makes you so bougie?
It's definitely not culture, because I feel like I'm real shallow, which is like not a good thing.
That's honest.
I have like ADD, and I just like don't care about shit. So when I go places, I don't like going to museums. I'm not trying to walk. I didn't pack shoes for that. I just want to be cute and like do some drugs and like are there boats?
Okay, but these are, this is. Yes. Okay. Because I felt bad. I went to Paris and I went to the Louvre. I didn't go in. I stood outside and I was like, I mean, if I'm by the pyramid, I feel like I've seen the museum, right?
I mean, technically, you were there.
I was there.
Girl, when I was in Rome, I actually went in the museum, and I'm telling you, it was.
They're like full of people with grubby fingers and cameras and bad shoes.
Oh, you know what? I did see this 16th chapel, and that was cool.
Hold on. What chapel?
Say it.
16th.
Can't wait.
One of them chapels.
Did you happen to see the name of the chapel when you walked in, sis? So the Sistine Chapel.
Yes, that's what I saw. Yep. I had to put on pants and everything. They were like, you in the boom boom shorts? No, you may not.
See,
they actually scoffed at me that I was pulling up with the shorts, and they were like, wait, what? You must be covered.
They're not doing that. I did go to like museum shit when I was in Barcelona, but that's because I had a gay friend with me who like
does that.
Yeah, he needed to do that.
Mm-hmm. Barcelona.
But it was the same thing. We went to the Sagrada Familia and they made us put on pants, and that's why I remembered.
Okay. Well, they were real lax in Amsterdam. I went to the Van Gogh Museum and I want to say I was on mushrooms. No, I was on
something.
I was high. I was real high. And I was walking through the museum like, I could do this. This looks like some of my work.
Marie, you're
care.
Pretty bougie too. I love you going.
I was gonna say Marie feels bougie. Wigs are expensive to have. One doesn't simply have a collection of wigs.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, but now she has braids, so yeah. She reads books and she lights incense and she I don't know, maybe she's Buddhist now, who knows who I am now, but
yeah, she has affirmation post-its all over the place. She's really doing
I'm gonna do a video and I'm gonna introduce the braids.
She's making her own cashew milk in the background.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, I don't eat meat anymore, and I smoke
true?
No, but I'm saying, you know, yeah, it could be
girl.
With these braids.
Okay. so we leave Paris, we're still in Boston, we come back.
Wait, I need to make sure, were you doing berets in Paris?
No. It wasn't good. Like, I wouldn't ever show you guys pictures of the looks that I was turning in Paris, because like, I'm one of those people where I feel like every year, like I'm doing something, God bless, better than what I was doing the year before.
Okay,
Facebook
great.
Will tell you more than you need to know. But I'll look at pictures of like stuff I was wearing like 3 years ago, and I'm like, really? Like,
who was she?
Right, who was she? Why was she? Mm-hmm. So no, none of it was cute. Like, I wasn't hardly that girl yet. But then, like, I don't know, it was like years after that, like I started to like figure my shit out, graduated from school, became an AKA, started doing all that like, you know, prissy shit. And then I ran my own business, and then—
Okay, let's get into that. More bougie, this is top tier right here.
Cause like, when you start making, the thing about like being in your 30s, like people who think that like, oh, I'm like in my 30s and I'm old now. I'm like, you're literally, it's like your 20s, but you have money and you look better. Like, that's it. The jig is up. So I, once I started doing the food truck, and I was just fluid as they come, that's when I started like, you know, purchasing things and like hashtag luxury. And I was still dating the attorney from that first law firm. And we were still living together post-cheating.
Post-cheating, right. Well, I'm sure the house was very nice.
Scandal.
Okay. Now, what? Wait, I want to know. So y'all cheated on each other, but you were still living together. But whose name was on the lease?
He owned the place.
Right. Woo! Okay. He owned the place.
Okay.
That's
smart.
The other bougie rule or secret of mine is that I have never paid rent until June of 2019.
Wait, hold on.
Excuse me?
You've never paid rent since, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
No, I'm trying to, wait, what?
I would love to do the math as well.
Yeah. How do you?
For where you stayed in Paris.
No.
I have never paid rent.
Yes, but I want to know okay,
how?
You make somebody else.
Okay, well, tell us who, because I'm gonna write it down. I got to put it right here.
Exactly.
Who's paying rent? I lived with Tim, and he owned his place. Like,
work, Tim.
Tim.
Okay. So like, he's Tim. Like the nicest person ever. He was like,
yes, of course.
Hey, babe.
Beautiful black man, like awesome, very smart.
Oh, loved I was glad.
We were together for like 10 years.
Stop it.
Yeah, great, great, great guy. But then,
so you Cicely Tyson over there? What's going on? What did you 10 years?
I met him when I was 19.
Okay.
So we were together for a really, really long time.
Send a picture. And I want to see a picture of this guy.
I'll send you a picture.
Also, work. When you said Tim, I thought Tim was for sure a beige man.
Yeah.
But I've never met a black Timothy.
I mean,
I did. I went to college with a Timothy, and he lived on the upper East Side. He had he lived very wealthy. Okay. Dad had money, and he was Haitian too.
What?
Yeah.
Is Haitians on the Upper West Side?
Yeah.
I was literally about to be shocked on the podcast. I thought he blocked me, but that's because I was looking at him. Like, listening.
Tim.
Damn.
This place tapped. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to send you a picture.
Okay, so you were living with him for 10 years.
So I was living with him for 10 years. And so he owned the place. So he it'd be really weird to be give me money for my mortgage.
How old was Tim compared to you?
I think he was 12, 13 years older than me.
Tim was your boss?
Yeah. He was my boss.
Oh, damn, I gotta get a job so I could bang my boss.
It was we did all of the things. We covered all of those bases. But it was it was all after the fact though.
Okay.
Because I was so young, I was an idiot. He'd be what are you doing tonight? You wanna go to this closing and then we can go to dinner afterwards? And I'd be I'm gonna get my nails done with my friends.
Closing.
Let somebody, a real estate closing.
Oh, right. Okay.
Come on, Sydney. You don't watch Selling Sunset?
I did, but I was also you can close in a law firm, right? No, that's you're not doing. Man. I know that you're not doing that. Yours is very open, okay? You don't have your rent paid all the way and not give up one nair of cooch.
So that was until 2000. I would actually say, so it was we round up. So it was 10-ish years. So that was until 2016.
Okay.
Then I broke up with him when that Drake song All Summer 16 came out, and I was oh, this is the hoe anthem. Mm-hmm. I have been in a relationship since I was 19 years old with the same dick.
All the 20s. You're basically Cassie with Diddy. Your 20s are gone.
And so I right before I broke up with him, I remember it was before Easter, so early 2016. And there was this one kid, another black kid that I went to school with, this dude, Courtney, whose name is going to stay because he's garbage.
Okay, Courtney's garbage.
We were all, knew each other, all of college and, on again, off again. And then he would, always come to Boston and, visit me. And one time he was coming and we, got in an argument about, I forget what the fuck it was. I think he got work rich, his company made some deal, and all of a sudden this boy from Brooklyn was a multimillionaire.
Love it.
Oh, wait, and what's his name?
What part of Brooklyn is that?
Sis, are you out here to help or what are you doing?
No, don't worry about it. He's literally dating a white girl who rides bikes and wears free t-shirts. So.
Ooh. A white girl who rides bikes and wears free t-shirts.
Well, Maria is black and wears free t-shirts and rides bikes. So
the shirt that I'm wearing was free, but I got it from a job that I work.
Big corporate challenge. So she's doing that. He's doing that. But he was coming to visit me, and it was right after we had gotten in this big argument that he made all this money. I was still doing the food truck, so I'm very much boss bitch at the time.
Right.
And
this is all in Boston?
This is all in Boston.
This is crazy because everything you're saying does not remind me of fucking Boston at all.
Right. I saw The Departed, sis. I don't remember none of these. When do the fat, racist white dudes jump in? What chapter is that?
I mean, at all points, they're to and fro.
She just doesn't mention it.
Okay, so Courtney is coming to Boston.
So he's coming to Boston. We got in an argument because he said something that made me feel he had called me a gold digger. And I'm not only am I not trying to fuck you right now, I'm not even trying to see you right now. Mm-hmm. And I was just so niggas get money and this is how you act, all of a sudden. So I was mad. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so he came to Boston twice and I didn't see him. And then this was the third time he was we should hang out, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just once you say something like that, how do you take it back?
Right.
To really go off on him, then you became a gold digger, right?
Right.
Yes. I mean, I think that's how you, sometimes you got to prove them right to prove him wrong.
Yeah. So he came to Boston, and for whatever reason, just like my pussy was really feeling the moment.
Okay.
But we like.
Oh, you were slip and slide record?
Quit. We literally went out to like. I was just like something super casual. There's like a sushi restaurant that's like at the like the first level of my gym. Mm-hmm. And Tacky. He goes to the same gym in New York. So like he like
Equinox.
So he walked in, he parked his car in the parking lot underneath, and then like walked in to use the bathroom. And he like walked by, and I'm like standing like against the wall talking to a friend. And he walked from like behind me and like over to go to the bathroom, and he didn't see me. And I saw him, and I'm like, who is this fine ass fucking black man? And then like when he came out of the bathroom, I saw it was him, and I was just like, oh, so we're just like fucking soaked. When I tell you that like
soaked,
we, like, wet, I'm not even lying, like not even lying. I literally like soaked myself like through my fucking.
Ooh. Okay, so who would play Courtney in a movie, sis? Give us an actor or a personality.
I mean, not unfortunately, but he's like giving Taye Diggs. Like,
I was going to say, I was like, something about him feels like he could be Taye Diggs, but yeah. Is he tall?
He's taller than me. I wouldn't say tall, but he is just like perfect skin, beautiful mm-hmm. smile, mm-hmm. very smart, impeccably dressed, just.
Okay, sis, what neighborhood is he in, yeah. sis? Because you know I'm at you. Well, yes, where is he, sis?
He could be trash. That's fine. Marie will fix him up.
So anyway, I'm with him. My man is at home. And I was like, I literally cannot feel this way about another person and like also be in a relationship. So literally like that night, I went home and was like, we need to talk. And then I just like broke up with him. And then
you broke up with Tim because of Courtney.
Yeah. Well, not because of Courtney. It was like a lot of things. Like I had been with him my whole life. And like, it's just like,
Where were you going to live? She figured it out. She was saving money for 10 years. She had money saved.
Girl, I've been saving shit for 10 years.
Well, you weren't paying rent for 10 years.
I was like, Marie, do you know this girl?
Yeah, no.
Don't let the turtleneck fool you.
The spirit, the ministry was she still said she very was gonna, much giving not paying rent.
She said she was going to sleep on the food truck, sis. That, I think.
I mean, a real bougie bitch.
Really trying.
Have a business that you can also sleep in.
Yeah, get your own job that right. does both.
Yeah.
It's a house. So I broke up with Tim that weekend and then also fucked Courtney that weekend. And then we got into this like whirlwind, like romance thing. Like, are we going to do it? Are we going to do it? Are we going to do it? And I was like going to visit him in New York. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, and he had like just bought like this new place and it's like beautiful. Yes.
Where was it?
I don't fucking know. I don't know New York.
Girl, what are you doing for us lately? I just don't understand. I have my friend out here in Brooklyn.
I really don't know where he lived. I like deleted everything from him because it was really one of those things.
What's his
like,
last name? Let's go on Instagram.
Is it Courtney B. Vance?
It starts with a B.
That's insane. Courtney Brown.
Courtney Bradley.
I mean, I wouldn't hate if one of you followed him because his page is private and I'm not going to follow him back. I kind of want to.
Let's get messy. Yeah.
Drop the ad in the chat, please.
Maybe we can have Andrew follow him.
Yeah.
Work. Okay. Yes. Here we go. This is a family that brings it
together.
This
is weird because I've literally been trying to figure out who I can get to do this for so long.
But wait, but it's private, so he might, he probably will look at Andrew's page and be like,
I have a completely fake Instagram account.
A finsta. Work. Daddy. Oh, okay. Now I'm wet. Okay, work. Keep going.
For the culture. So So anyway, I went to his place and saw like a makeup bag in his bathroom and I was like, mm-hmm. You know what's happening here. Mm-hmm. And I was mad too, because I'm like, we obviously fucked. I didn't come to New York for it, no reason. And then I was like, mad after that. And then
what was in the makeup bag? Did you take anything?
What shade?
No, it was white girl shit. So I
fuck. All right.
So a lot of cover girl.
It's like we literally can't even use anything except like the thing that's probably going to give me conjunctivitis.
Mono. Yeah.
Right. Right.
So that was canceled. And then I just like I had like my best.
Get closer to the mic, sis.
I had my best host season after that.
Wait, so when you saw the makeup bag in his house that
weekend,
it was
over for me.
Did you have sex with him before you saw the bag or after you saw the bag?
Before.
Okay. Damn. Okay.
Did he get you a cab?
There were two bathrooms. No, he drove me. So then I was like leaving that day. Mm-hmm. And then he drove me to the train, or I think maybe I was like meeting a friend afterwards, but he drove me to somewhere. And I remember he like passionately kissed me before we got out of the car, which was great because then like 2 weeks later, I saw that he was engaged.
Oh, okay.
Courtney.
Courtney.
Trash.
Mr. B.
Wow. Yeah. Andrew, definitely get on the case.
But
right
that
now.
That does feel like big Taye Diggs energy to
it
me.
It does.
Oh, you it's know? Huge.
Cheating on
energy.
Cheating on your beige boo with your black boo.
But then the craziest thing about it is one of my homegirls here, because she like knows about the whole Courtney saga and how like in love with this man
Courtney
I was.
Mm-hmm.
And first, it like stuck in her head. And then she was talking to one of her other friends who's like going through it with this guy, and then mm-hmm. found out it was the same dude. So he was coming here and seeing two bitches at the same time.
Well, if you have money.
Not mad at
no. Wait. Kenesha, if you came into some money, mm. you would be like, yo, it's a plethora of bitches.
I mean,
out
I'm
here,
a hoe and
go.
I'm broke. So,
right, you don't need money to be.
You don't even got to go that route.
Don't you do that. Not with that Bordeaux in your hand and that good mic equipment you got on over there, sis. Don't you do that.
Yeah.
You are not broke. That is a mindset. Yes. You are rich to me.
No, okay? Broke is not a state of mind. Don't do that. Broke is a thing, an actual thing. When you put your card chip in and the lady says,
right.
It got kicked back. That's
yeah,
not
but
a
that's
state
not
of mind.
Broke is whether or not we're doing Uber Eats or a bag of chips that I found in the back of the cabinet.
But that's not what you're doing, babe. So don't even do that. Not to the people. There's real broke people listening on this podcast.
They're using their neighbor's Wi-Fi to listen to it.
And you know what? And to them, I say broke is a state of mind. And you will ever
be uplifting, sis. Uplifting, please.
Wait,
for the listeners.
So, yet to come.
So, Kenesha, when you were living rent free for 10 years and you were messaging other people and living your best life, what's the most, the nicest gift that you either A, got for yourself or somebody got for you?
The nicest gifts I got for myself that somebody got for me, I would say, is like one, like I, so that's like when I was just like, oh, like fucking pussy power. Like I can literally just like make people give me things because I'm cute.
Yes.
And then it's Boston too. So like, they're all about like pedigree and like, where did you go to school? And oh, a scholarship, and I can Google her. Mm-hmm. So like the like older white men love that shit. And I was like talking to like a girlfriend and she was telling me about like that website Seeking Arrangements. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
like, into like the sugar daddy business. And like, honestly, it sucked. But like,
so you got into the sugar daddy business?
Girl. So it's
not sugar
like,
baby
on the website. Like,
I didn't even know. I don't even know you, bitch.
Yes, you have to have known this.
Well, Sydney, I'm not surprised. I don't know Kenesha like that, but nothing that you're saying is making me clutch
my
pearls. I mean,
yeah, she, like, Marie hasn't blinked.
and Sydney, I feel like you FaceTime her regularly enough that I feel like you should not be surprised about these
things. Yeah, you really shouldn't be surprised about
this. She's paying rent now, so I don't know. You know, she's changed.
So, yeah, this was a past life. Mm-hmm. So like the Seeking Arrangements had a blog, which was like, it gave you like all the tips and tricks and all that shit.
Oh, let me see if it's
and the most I did from that site is I met one dude and his name was Cam. And he was just like, I'll give you this, I'll give you that. Like I had one sugar baby and like she moved. And so like, that's what the deal was. And I was like, okay. And then I met him and he was like, huge. Like
the dick.
No.
The body
man.
Oh,
yo! I knew you said the dick.
I said the dick.
Yo, wishful thinking.
The
sis.
Dick with
yeah,
you.
He was
that's what I
girthy.
Oh,
and I was like, I literally can't. I'm like, I don't like. There's literally like $10,000 a week on the table, and I can't.
$10,000 a week, and you couldn't do £10,000 for a month.
No, because the other thing too is like Boston is super, super small, so it's like, where are we gonna go? And like, right. I'm going to be with this dude and literally like people like Boston's not going to be like, oh, like she just has like an older man like paying for things, which is like, it's a fucking relationship anyway. So I'm like, I literally cannot go anywhere. All
wait,
my friends work
hold on.
Business.
Damn. This is
hold on.
Juicy.
So literally $10,000
a week.
A week?
$10,000 on the table a week.
sis. You could have sat on his face. You know he liked to eat.
No. Can I find a picture of him?
Yes, send us that photo because this is somebody
that I need
to
see. Send it
to
the group chat. Oh, my God.
Sydney,
Listen,
we've all had sex for free with people that should have given us $10,000.
Yeah. So no, it's kind of like, I wouldn't, like, if I literally saw this man in real life outside of the context of a blank check, I would like run in the other direction and be like, something is happening. Like,
but also, Kanisha, how did you get to the point where you saw him and then he's mentioning the $10,000 a week? Like, if he, if you got to the place and you see the size, I would, you know.
Wait,
I mean, if I'm Marie, there, I would... Marie has left people hanging.
No.
For
we met, so he was like, and he was like one of the legit guys. So he like met, and he was like, let's like meet, and we'll like meet for coffee. We'll talk about the money thing. We'll like see how you feel about it. And I think because the other thing with all these dudes too is they're like, oh, like I only want someone where there's a real connection. It's like, sir,
they're
you're
lying.
On a website paying women to go out to dinner
Get
with
the
you.
Fuck out of
no
here.
One is going to have a connection with you.
This
the connection
is a job.
Is your bank to my
yeah,
savings
my routing
account.
Number. My routing number is the connection.
Right. So that was happening, and I was just like, I literally can't do it. So like that literally just like came and went. I was like, I'm not doing it. Didn't even feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Now I'm not even like, damn, what could I do with like $10,000 a week? Like, I feel like winning the lottery is more likely than me, like, even thinking.
Well, sis, have you done the math? Because you could have left that year with $500,000.
Yeah.
Sis, wait till I show you a picture of this man.
We're waiting, friend.
We are waiting.
I don't think that he exists on the internet because of what he looks like. I just Googled three keywords that might bring him up, and it didn't. So he also drove like a like bright yellow Ferrari and was like the flashiest man ever. So anyway,
you're gonna be a sugar baby and then have like integrity
standards.
That's weird. Like weird. It's just like,
well, because
go
they
off.
Have standards too, which is weirder.
Go
it's like, you
off.
Can't be like that and be like, oh, I only want girls that are thin, like no athletic girls, please. Like that's not my preference. So it's
yeah,
like,
but I feel like when you have that much money, you feel and do you what industry was he in?
I don't remember. I think he
I'm
was
not gonna
in,
say
like,
finance.
Like, it was like no, it wasn't finance. It was like family wealth. Like he was like oil.
Generate oil. Mm. Oh, okay.
Girl.
So I'm seeing a different vision of him in my mind now.
Mm-hmm. Please just see like a snowman. Like
you know, in my head, he looks like one of the people from WALL-E in the movie that like they didn't use their legs at all in space and they just
Marie.
Oh my god, you know exactly what he looks like. You know the Bumble from those Christmas movies? It's like that big like snowman like creature. Here, I'm gonna find it.
I'm looking at
it. Oh, the abdominal snowman.
Yes, Bumble. He looks like that. So he was terrifying. So I moved on from that and I was like, I'm not doing this website anymore. I'm just gonna meet sugar
daddy. So you want to let one big man stop you from getting your money?
From getting your paper, sis?
No, I didn't. I just didn't want to do the site anymore because it was like so
That's
much
fatphobic.
Upkeep.
I'm just putting it out there.
No, I was just, I'm just always, I've been somebody who works out every single day. So to me, it's like a mindset thing. It's if you don't wake up early, if you're not going to get up and like do something for your body, cause you only have one, then like, we're just not in alignment.
But also if you can afford $10,000 a week, you can afford the lap band surgery, sis. You got the funds,
God.
You got the funds to suck
Period.
The fat out. Is what
if
I'm
you're
saying.
Literally too lazy to sit in a recovery room somewhere in LA for a couple of weeks and like, bye.
Me and Andrew
built a
are
whole,
not,
he,
we do not support the things that
he
could have
built a whole new body
right now.
Yeah.
Wait, and how much time like were you going to spend with him for how much did 10,000 cost?
Oh, so like, he was very specific. Like he wanted us to meet up like 3 to 4 times a week. And like some of it would just be like me being on his arm at events, which was another thing. Like, I don't want to get branded as being like belonging to this guy. Cause then when it's over, like, it's just going to be weird. Like Boston is super tiny. So he might
be like, oh, so we saw who you used to be with.
Right.
They said, oh, you not with a Slim Jim no more? You out here in
plus, and it was like alone. Plus sex. And to me, it's like, yes, my type is like old and rich, but like not. Like, we're not just going to do anybody.
Right.
But like, you said, I mean, if he was, emphasis on the anybody.
Anybody.
He was anybody. But, if anybody was a person, it was this man.
But if his body was that big, the sex wasn't going to last that long. There's no way.
I just didn't want to find out. That's how bad it was. It was like, I just didn't want to see things I couldn't unsee. You know?
Yes. I'm trying to make this work for you retroactively.
I wasn't like, I just like wasn't trying to like, smell things that he could tell were there.
Okay, okay, okay. Ooh,
all right. He put under his titties.
All right. Was, I know. Yeah. I know skinny people that stink. So don't do that.
No, but it was like
I know men who live on a skateboard and don't wear deodorant. So that has nothing to
but
do with it.
But those men don't have $10,000 a week to spare. So
no,
that's why
he was. I'm going to dig to find a picture of this man. He like doesn't have social media because he's just like a underground sugar daddy.
You're gonna have to go on your BlackBerry to find these photos, huh?
I never had a BlackBerry. I was always an iPhone girl. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so you were born in 2000? Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
I mean, Sydney, I didn't have a BlackBerry.
I didn't have a BlackBerry. I had one of those like the phones that like did
the razor. The flip?
Oh, that slider. So
you had a sidekick?
Mm. Yeah, I was a
sidekick, but then it was like not a sidekick after.
It was an LG.
It was an LG, and I forget what it was called.
A razor. I think you had a razor.
No, the razor flips
the razor
open.
Was a flip phone. This was like there was a texting phone with a keypad.
I don't remember that one.
Okay,
but it was a touch screen outside of the slot.
Wait, hold on. We got a new development. One sec.
I got into.
Woo!
I'm at 1%. It might die.
Oh my god! Screenshot and send it to us. Screenshot and send it.
Wow. Yeah. So we're gonna connect offline.
Oh my god! New development.
I love this for us.
Fantastic.
I love this for us.
So he's not even the focus of the story. Like, I don't want to focus on this dude. So basically, was my reason to get off the site. I was like, I'm not doing it on here anymore. It's too much chit chat. Mm-hmm. So then, like, knowing like all the stuff about like an arrangement and how to approach it, because like basically, like, you're an old dude with money, but like you're looking for young women. So like there has to be like a catch. Like, I want things. I want bags and dinners and trips. And
yes, bags, dinners, trips.
You want somebody who's young, and when your business associates come into town, you want them to bring like beautiful women around so you look cool. And I just feel like if you're going to pay for a drink at a bar to look cool and spend money on corporate dinners, then there's a fee attached to this too.
Okay.
And I salute you, and I believe in that. And that's what it is.
Some people, like, if this is going to help you close the deal, like a steak at Capitol Grill, then
Capitol Grill. I like the way you talk. I mean, you rude as fuck, but I love the way you do.
No, I love it.
One night, there was like the ICA, the Institute of Contemporary Art, does like a First Fridays, and they had a First Friday, and I hate public bathrooms. So like my friend and I were like, we're going to go to the bathroom, but like, let's go to Capitol Grill across the street. Strega, which is like an Italian steakhouse. So we go across the street to go there, and I'm like trying to run in really quick because I know exactly where it's at. And I run in, and some other dude who's like just a loser in Boston calls me by my first, middle, and last name. And I turn around to be like, who the fuck is this? So I go to I literally ignore him. Then when I come back out, he's like standing there to say hi to me. So I say hi to him. Mm-hmm. And then across the bar, I see that dude, Cam, the sugar daddy dude from Seeing Arrangements.
Okay.
So he tries to come over. So this dude who like called me by first, middle, and last is standing there. And he's like with like a bunch of other guys. And so Cam is across the bar and he sees me talking to other guys. So he's just like, I could buy this whole place. And that's what he did. So he like,
wait,
comes
he
over.
Said, he said, I could buy this whole place. And then he bought the whole place.
So he comes over and he like introduces himself. And I'm like, hi. And I literally saw his Ferrari outside. And I was like, it'd be funny if like Cam was here, but I'm sure other people have a yellow Ferrari, but like that's the only time I had seen one was when I was with him.
Right.
It's like, ugh. So he comes over. I'm just like, this is really too much. A bitch just had to pee and just trying to go back to this party real quick.
Right.
So he comes over. He's doing this whole thing. I literally, I'm like trying to, like, I hug him and I'm like being nice. And then he's just like, okay, everybody, drinks on me. And like pays everybody who's sitting in the bar area's tab.
Okay.
And then like orders bottles of champagne. And I'm like, all for what? Like there's nothing was going to happen then. Nothing's going to happen now.
Right.
At the time that this is going on, like another group of people walk in. This is like group of guys who are like on business. And one of the guys is like from MIT and he's the CEO of this like AO Biome company, like this, like, okay, free guy.
Since the specifics, you might as well just give the coordinates and a social security number.
I mean, this is all, it's all so long ago. I don't know what any of these
right, right, right.
Uh-huh. Yes. Go ahead, drop, yes, go ahead. Yes. Give us the social assist.
So he comes in and literally, like, he's super short. He, like, walks, like, right up to me and, like, starts talking to me. And I'm, at this point, I'm annoyed because, like, I don't want to be talking to anybody. Like, I just had to pee. So now I'm drinking champagne, so I'm like a little bit nicer. And he's like, oh, mm-hmm, like, what are you guys doing? Like, we're gonna go to the, there's like a club next door, this place Empire. So we like walk over to there, and he like gives me his number and then is like blowing me up. So at this point I'm like back in school in the MBA program, and I'm living, mm-hmm, at home again. So I'm just like, anybody who's like trying to, like, you know, wine and dine me. Cause like once I leave, I would leave the house at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to the gym. And then I'm like, I'm not coming back to Dorchester in the middle of the day. So I would like literally leave at 5 and come back the same time. So I'm like,
wow,
like trying to
see you, a working woman.
Yes, you would working, leave at 5 and come home at 5.
Working. So he was just like, oh, like, you know, like, I want to take you out to dinner. And I'm like, you know what? At this point, like, I'm living at home and I'm broken and bored. So sure. So we go out to dinner to this restaurant committee. It's like one of my favorite places in the city. It's like great Greek food, which is like perfect because I'm just like cute, cultural.
Yeah, light. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stop us.
So we go and I'm sitting there and I'm just like, I'm having a conversation with this dude and it's kind of boring and I don't care about anything that he's telling me. So I was like, so what are you trying to do? Like, what are you looking for? And he was just like, oh, you know, like what? Like, I, you know, enjoy your time and like, you're, you know, funny and like, you're a go-getter. And like, I just like really like being around you. And I was like, well, I'm not going to be your girlfriend. And I'm like trying to compute whether or not like we're going to have sex ever. So I'm like, you tell me what you're trying to do and then I can tell you what I can offer.
Okay, come on. Put your cards on the table, businesswoman.
So, and I literally, I was trying to find it before, like earlier when like I just,
oh my God, oh,
like you guys were talking. There's a picture of this momentous day where, so then he's literally like looking at me in shock. Like, what is she talking about? And it's like, it's exactly what you're thinking. You're just not going to say it. And so basically I was like, well, here's the deal. Like, you're an old, you know, white man and I'm hot and I'm young and I'm smart and I could be doing this with anybody else right now.
Oh, okay.
I feel like
this energy.
So, I love it. I need
this.
This
is a service. Ooh,
girl.
Like, I feel like we should enter a mutually beneficial arrangement where I give you what you're looking for and you give me what I'm looking for. Okay. And he's like, well, what are you looking for? And I was like, well, I would say gifts, but if you just gave me money, then I could buy them for myself.
Ooh.
And the,
oh my God, you know what? You should run for president.
Yeah.
You should have been on the ballot, not Kamala, not none of them. It should be you.
Okay.
Secretary of Treasury.
It was really cute because it was like conservative. And I was also like, at this time, I'm like giving off like this big energy, but I'm also,
how
like,
old were you at this
like,
time?
Fuck you. I was.
Oh, you don't say your age? That's fine. Okay. Good. Next.
No, I do say my age. I'm trying to think how old I was because I'm not good at math. That's the problem.
Oh.
They don't teach math at, in MBA programs.
That's weird. That's crazy.
No, that's not what I was there for. Plenty of unqualified white men in said program.
Woo! Talk about it.
Okay.
Be so about it.
I was 28 years young, but I also like, I'm, you know, we look young. I like, I was cute. I was, I was 23 passing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, I think he like the first of every month, he just deposited like $2,000 into my bank account, like to the Bank of America. Like
Marie. And you didn't have to put no videos up once a week?
No. Nope.
Just $2,000?
It was fantastic. And one moment, one month he tried to like contest it because he was like, oh, like I'm in Greece, like I'm not even here. And I signed a contract.
What?
So at the restaurant, I drafted a contract on like the napkin, like, you know, those little like,
it's cloth napkins
with like the red lines on it, like that. Mm-hmm. I like wrote in pen like a contract and he signed it. And I just like, you're a businessman, you signed a contract. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe we can revisit it at the end of the terms.
Girl.
Yo, Kanisha, you need to come back and do this every single week.
I am so glad that you're here.
So how did you guys get to the $2,000?
Oh, he was just like,
which
picking.
Is,
It's not a lot of money. Well, what I'm just going to put that
like, well,
there.
He tried to ask me like, what are my expenses? And I was like, that's a boyfriend question. This is a business conversation. So like, I just feel like $2,000 would be like a good amount for me to do whatever I want with. It's not really a business. And like, that has nothing to do with like when you see me and like take me out and like buying me gifts. Cause like, I also like that shit too. And like, if I don't feel good, then like, I don't feel good enough to see you. So like, let's keep it cute.
Yes, keep it cute.
You're low key, Kanisha. You're like the sugar daddy expert. Like, expert, but you're like the, we've already had one of those. So you're like the revamped sugar daddy expert.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like this is actually... This is the expertise right
now.
This is crazy how we went down this.
Yeah. Oh, since I'm writing things down. I'm hot and you need me.
Oh, but, my God. That is the title of our next episode. I'm hot and you need me. Mm-hmm. Write that down. Write that down, Andrew.
You need me.
Please.
And this, and if you want this to be mutually beneficial, ooh, beach.
No, but I like learned too. All these like little like talking points from the Seeking Arrangements website. So it was great. So I had that going on, but he was like also always like in Greece and like doing all this like business shit. So he was never around.
I love that.
So I think we did that for like 6 months. And then, I like started seeing another dude because like, you know, service life, like you meet all these people and I was like working at this restaurant.
Oh, I thought you said service. I was like, Marie, you was doing that too? You sugar daddy?
No. Service life, what you mean?
I was the hostess at this restaurant.
Oh, okay.
In Boston. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I hope nobody hears. It's the food is
good. I'm just want to let you know.
Okay, so that's where you. This is where you feel bad.
Yeah,
saying that the food.
You're an hour in, nigga. Wow.
Work there. So the food wasn't that good, but it was like a scene in Boston. Like the street where it is like one of the most trafficked locations in Boston. Like highest like walking traffic in another life, not some this quarter. And so it was like a scene, and there was this guy. There's like not much that I can say about this. But there was this
out of everything that you've been saying, names and places and, you know, IDs.
He has like commercials
now...
on TV. I'm like, I can't.
Yes, commercials. Is it the general? Is it Jacoby and Myers? Who is this person that has commercials on TV? Okay.
So he's like coming to the restaurant and we had like this term called like S party, but it was like for VIP, it's like special party. But like if we're at the host stand and like it's super busy and packed, and we have people on like a 2-hour waiting list and someone hears us say like, oh, like, you know, but we can't do that because a VIP is coming. And they're going to be like, all guests should be weighed equally. And it's like,
right.
You know, like someone's going to drop $5,000. You're going to like eat appetizers and then like pick at the receipt, the, you know, the bill.
And then split the check. Yes.
Right. So like, no, not all made equal, but like, sure. So we called it an S party. So like I come in, like I'm the hostess for the day. Like I see all the S parties. I like go talk to the manager. So like I know that this guy is coming in, and whenever he would come, the CEO of the restaurant group would also come. And like everyone was like shook of both guys. So it was like summertime. So I'm working inside the restaurant and like the patio is packed. Inside is completely empty because everyone wants to sit outside because it's a scene.
Right.
So I have like the hostess standing outside because I'm like, I'm not going to sit in the beating sun. I'm way too cute for this. I'll be in the AC and I'll answer the phone. So I'm like inside, I'm on the phone. I like look out because I see his reservation comes up. He ends up saying that he wants to sit outside. So he's sitting outside. I look to check that he's there and like we like lock eyes immediately. I'm like, that was like kind of awkward. Like he literally just like read my soul. So I'm like still inside, then he like comes in to use the bathroom and I like the phone literally rings as soon as he walks in the door. So I pick up the phone and he like walks over to me and like grabs like my arm, not like grabs it, but just like touches my like, you know, forearm and is like, oh, you know, like, thank you so much for like all your help today. Like, it's been great. Like, you know, everybody at the table is really happy. And I was like, okay. And cause I'm like, I'm kind of clueless, like, to be honest. So like, I
need are
to-
you?
And like
it sounds like you Blue's Clues. You got all of them.
okay. No, but like I just like I'm not I just don't pay attention to people because I don't care. So like I just like,
and
don't
that and that is what is so attractive about you or appealing to you to these men is you're not paying attention
to them.
You're not like
because like everybody pays attention to them all day. Like that's it. Like when they're at work, like when they get home, like everybody's paying attention to them. So like that happens. And then I actually like never see the guy again. And like one of the servers like mentioned to me that she heard him say something about like the pretty girl that's inside, but like that was it. Then like months later, like it's starting to get cold. It's like September now. Mm-hmm. And he comes back to the restaurant and it's at night and they're like sitting at the bar. Mm-hmm. And when the server's like, oh my God, like that guy, you know, that said that thing about you is back. And I'm like, I really don't care. And he like comes mm-hmm. in and he's just like, oh, you know, like I, like you probably don't even remember me, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, fast forward, cause this part is a long story, but she makes me give him my number. And so like I write, which I would never ever do. So like write it down on a piece of paper and give it to him. And they're like, you know, Lincoln pulls up and like him and his friend, they're for them, like get into the car and they're like on their way to like a box at the Sox game. So like immediately-
A box at the Sox game.
So immediately he gets into the car, he text messages me and he's just like, oh my God, your handwriting is like so nice. Like, I don't know whether I should like, you know, put this in my phone and or like save this and frame it or something stupid.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And rich guy game.
Right. Rich guy game. Like, what? You want to frame the note? Like, please, let's move on from this and cut me a check. So he invites me out to lunch and, he like has on sunglasses the whole time. And I'm like, this is like, really, like, why won't you just like take, there's like no sun in your eye. Like I can see that.
Right. Right.
And they're Oakleys. So that's Oof. One demerit. Oof. And he's like sitting there at this restaurant and he's like, just like feels kind of sketchy. And he's like, which is also my type kind of. And he's like, you know, like, trying to tell me something, but not like getting it out. And basically it's that like him and his wife are separated. And I'm just like, okay, well, like, what, how much of this is my business and how much of this is
Kenesha?
Not in that way, because I'm not trying to, I'm not in that way. But like, I'm just like, how much of this is like actually my business, like that I need to know, and how much of this is like truthful? Like, are you telling me that you're separated because you're lying and you're not? Like, are you separated like in actual like proximity because she's not here with you and your potential mistress?
Right.
And he was friends with like, you know, like one of my other good friends. I won't say what his position or relationship was. And basically like he kind of like gave me like the, you know, like I trust it, like you're good to go move. And I was just like, okay, we in this, fine. And that was like one of the best, cause I literally used to be like so upfront with him. I'm like, you got shit going on at home. Like, I don't want your drama. You figure your shit out. I'm not trying to have any parts of that. And for the inconvenience of the stress that you have now brought upon me, I'd like some Stuart Weitzman over the knee boots.
Yes.
I'd like to hold the black card.
You'd like to hold the black?
Just
wait, he let you hold the black card?
So we, I'm telling you.
Well, just answer that question.
He had a sporting event in Philadelphia and this was like the biggest flex. So I was like still in school. So he had a sporting event in Philly and I was like in class and he text messaged me and he was just like, and I had already known that he was like in New York at the time. And he was like, oh, like, do you want to like come to like meet me for dinner? And I was like, huh, like, that's funny. Like, how much drugs do you want right now? I'm in Boston, you're in New York. And he was like, no, I'm serious. Like, I'll send like a car. And I was like, I'm not sitting in a car like from Boston to New York for any amount of hours. Like, we don't care if Buzz Lightyear is driving.
Yes.
I'm like, no, I'm all set. And so then he ended up like getting me a flight. I literally flew to New York like immediately after class, like bought me clothes and everything. Didn't have to worry about anything.
Didn't have to pick a bag.
Went to New York, had dinner. And then he was like, we should go. You know, I have this like thing that I'm going to in Philly. Like, you know, I want you to come. And I was like, okay. So then I came back home, went to class that morning and everyone was like, weren't you in New York last night? Correct. Weren't you here? Weren't you doing your economics problem set? So then I came back to Boston, packed a bag and went to Philly and it was just like real cute, like had like a suite at the Rittenhouse and he was just like, you know, like you've been doing like a lot of moving around, like I'm gonna, like I set up a day for you like at the spa and I was literally in the spa for like 6 hours and he like called me and he was like, you know, here's like the spa menu, like let me know if there's anything that you'd like to do. And then he like added a bunch of shit to it. And then I came back from the spa and he was like out at his sporting event. And I was originally gonna go, even though it was like something I didn't care about, but then it was raining and I was like, my skin is glowing right now. Like my hair, this wig is pressed for the gods. And it was a bob moment. It was like a cute
bob moment. A blunt bob moment.
Blunt. Yeah.
Okay, so you were sleeping with this guy.
So yeah, I was sleeping with him and the sex was actually good. He was like, okay. Like he's like a lot of, we're actually still friends. So this
Hey friend. Hey big head.
And when I came back from the spa, there was literally like an envelope that said Special K on it. And there was like $1,000 in cash and a black card. And was just like, you know, like one of my friends lived in Philly. He was just like, I've arranged for like a car to pick you up. And like, she was like 40 minutes away and like take you to see her. And then I like went to see her, came back with the car into the city. The car literally like waited for me outside of her place. And
yo, this is the life girl, that I think all black women deserve.
You need a book, sis.
We really deserve this. I did it.
Or I mean, all women, but yes.
Then I came back, car dropped me off at the hotel. I met one of my friends, ordered lunch. He was like, you know, like order lunch in the suite, like do whatever you want. So I ordered lunch for us in the suite. We had lunch up there and then left, went to go have a drink somewhere and then took his card for a spin.
How much money you spend on that with the black card?
I think I spent like, I didn't spend a lot. I was like, cause I knew him and like, I knew we were going to keep seeing each other. So I think I spent like $6,000, like nothing like.
Which is, that's actually nothing. That's.
She said nothing.
That's nothing. Conservative. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
Kenesha, you have gone in such a rabbit hole of sugar daddy info that I couldn't even get to like where you are right now. Cause we already over an hour, sis.
Yeah, but honestly, everything that you said was beautiful. I loved everything that I learned.
It was, but I want to get to where you are right now.
Well, Sydney, you didn't ask any questions about right now. So honestly and truly.
Well I could not because she was on a roll.
I got questions in. I was able to ask questions.
Shared. I cut the story as short as I can and like left out a bunch of lives and bodies.
Well, Sydney, okay. What question did you want to close? Or do you feel like you needed to get to?
Yes,
before
well,
we leave?
Well, because right now she works with a company with luxury brands, mm-hmm. and that ties into like the bougie lifestyle that she has. Because she has a walk-in closet, two closets actually,
three,
nothing but labels,
three.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Oh, you know what? I should have put my boots on that you sent me
one.
For this
yeah,
for the episode. Damn,
we're twinnies.
Twins. Thank you so much, friend.
Yeah.
We gotta get something for Andrew.
Yes, send Andrew something.
Andrew said he'll take some Stuart Weissman boots.
You know, this was insane. I work for Virginal now, and I do their like social marketing and like creative direction, shoot production videos, like all of the shit. So it's a good time. It's a great quarantine job that I wasn't even looking for. Like essentially, they found me, and I've just been doing that, and we love it here.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Shameless plug, but like, do follow at VRSML.
And she's doing great work.
Yeah,
she's doing so much for them. I mean, I didn't even know about it until you know you let me know about it.
Here we are.
And also sent some things. So,
more you know, merchandise.
So, Sydney, did you get your question now? Because I don't know if I heard a question, sis.
I mean, the question is just like. Having the lifestyle that you have, you've been able to maintain it. Like you moved into a really nice building. You have a man. You have, I mean, you post your apartment. Like, I'm trying to figure out what are you trying to sell. You put up everything that you have in your apartment.
Is if anybody from Wayfair is listening, I'm trying to get. So like I like was
Wayfair is canceled. Okay.
I don't feel like any of that stuff, that's all like been debunked, but like we can cancel anything for anything. So like, for whatever reason you feel Wayfair is canceled, I support you, sis.
Yeah, they putting the kids
the children,
in the dressing, sis.
The children, friend.
I'm 100. Mm. That's not real. I'm like a huge fact checker on shit. Cause like my job is social media. So I just like see shit.
Wait, Andrew has a fact check. What would you say, Andrew?
they were saying that like these rugs were like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Why would a rug be that much money if it wasn't like shady? But like,
it's
it was,
Moroccan,
like,
Andrew. It's a Moroccan rug, mate.
Right. But they were also like glitches, like which happens on like, I'm in e-commerce too. And it happens on my site all the time where something will like go up twice. Or the reason why something will show that much is because like when it posts in the back end, the inventory is showing like the cost of the full inventory. So it'll show one rug, but it'll show you the price of everything that they have in back stock, like all together. Right. So you're like technically looking at the price for, let's say if they have 200 rugs.
Right.
In inventory. But like all to the same. It's just like the FBI is probably listening to this podcast right now. So like if somebody,
hey FBI,
hey FBI, if any of y'all are cute, you know. I mean, I'm in a relationship now, so but yeah. So that was fake, right now. But like I just like want them to see that, like, you know, I got so many people to buy a fucking green couch after I posted that shit, and my apartment is always so visible. I'm like, who else would you want to have a deal with? So let's do this.
I love it. I love this so much. I think that you're going to have to come back.
Yes. There's got to be a part two, because
I feel like there's so many unfinished things. Maybe we need to let's circle back and let's, you know, like brainstorm on some talking points so that we can
a part two.
Listen, I'm the thing for me that truly brought me the most joy, and I think I learned the most about today is drawing up a contract on a restaurant napkin.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was it was possible.
I'm going to put this Sharpie in my clutch, and every time I leave my house, I'm going to tape it to the back of my phone, and every time I leave my house, I'm just going to start drawing up contracts for random things.
Yeah.
This is beautiful, friend. So what is next for you before we let you go?
I'm literally leaving here to go to the store, the virginal store, and do a photo shoot for some social content. Okay. And that's that on
that's
that.
That's how you flex, sis. I'm on my way to a photo shoot.
It's like really casual. It's just for some social stuff and just for like
just,
you know,
casual photo shoot. Cool, got it. Never heard of that, but thank you for telling us,
Andrew. Do you have something that you have to ask? Because
he's overwhelmed. He's like a roller coaster.
So overwhelmed. Yeah. There have been like very very few episodes that I've felt like truly overwhelmed by. Right. I think this one does take the cake. You are absolutely the hottest guest that we've had on. Yes. We've had like very very hot guests.
Yeah.
But personality as well. Like, yes. Just like very like dominatrix vibe, you know, like. but yeah, oh my god, this is gonna be good. So
you're great.
Part two, we need it.
And I mean, cheers to this being the most black people that I'll see until like Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So
I see that.
Well,
you are in
Boston, babe.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm gonna reach out to Tim and Courtney, see what they're doing for Thanksgiving.
Talking about circling back, Andrew. Just do like a whole screen share. Charge that baby up. Just take me to 52 weeks.
Yes.
Jen, we haven't done this in a while, but I think you need to put your socials, tell people where they can find you. Everyone needs to get up off their asses and follow this person, because she gives you
She gave y'all a beautifully distracting episode too for probably a rough week. So
it's gonna be a lot. So you can follow at KLIZ Gold. G-O-L-D, so Kayla's Gold. It's not Kliz Gold, which is weird for me. But yeah, at KLIZGOLD.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Anyway, keep posting the content. Keep spending these people's money.
I'm here for it.
Oozing that black girl magic. And keep being a bad bougie bitch. We love it. We love to see it.
And have no regrets and no apologies. You know,
honestly, the theme is make someone pay for it. And for plugging, letting me
hashtag,
shit.
Hashtag.
I feel like I some more shit. So that's on the way.
That's merch.
A mantra, right? That's a mantra right there. Make someone else pay for it. Yeah. Also, babe, go ahead and drop the info of the man that was offering 10th thou a week, because I might need to talk to him real quick.
He's Persian and his name is Cam.
Oh, no, thank you.
I wrote that down.
Yeah.
I want people to know that Marie is actually...
Since I'm literally writing down notes.
notes have been jotted.
Make someone else pay for it. Guys, I wish I had something exciting to do after this episode recording, but I don't. I think I'm going to lay down and think about all the bad choices that I've made.
No, Marie. I mean, I truly think that this is the time to, you know, reflect and review and say, what's next? What can we move in this pandemic? What moves can we make, like Kanisha? What would Kanisha do?
That's what hashtag. Would Kanisha do? That is merch.
Yeah.
I hope that you guys learned something, because I know I did. I obviously hope you rate, comment, subscribe, and follow Kanisha. This was fabulous.
Yeah, follow that. Follow that bitch. And you know, also send us more things, because you know.
I told you I'm gonna send y'all more things for, you know. Allowing
Christmas
me to plug.
And Kwanzaa. We'd love stuff for Kwanzaa. It's really
I would love stuff to wear for Thanksgiving.
And, oh, yeah. Oh, I am in full support of the rich auntie vibes.
Yes, absolutely.
I got you. They silent.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. You. Thanks for being here, boo.
This has been incredible.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. The Unofficial Expert is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Senior producer, Tracy Soren. Produced by Andrew McGuire. Cover art by Sandy Honig. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @foreverdogteam to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.